Are extraterrestrials watching us? Some scientists believe there is something very strange going on, and it is artificial objects which look like meteors and asteroids are coming into our vicinity, and they are really probes gathering information about us. One might wonder why something like this could even be considered when we are flooded with UFOs every day. I thought about this and came to the conclusion, if these scientists are correct, there are other civilizations who don't yet have the ability to get here in a reasonable amount of time, so they sent out these probes, if that is what they are, before they got that ability. We humans now have the ability to hide sensors we developed by making them look like everyday things. That bird you see in the sky may not be a bird at all, but a robotic device with a camera and other sensors which could be spying on us. Even a bird-like object might be too big sometimes, so the next thing we would do is substitute a robotic bug for the job. Who would ever notice an ant or spider hiding in a place where it can listen and photograph everything we do? If we take this a step further, could an advanced race use objects in our solar system for their purposes? Take the moon, for example. What would stop an alien race from installing devices on the moon which look like part of the moon, which are actually devices to spy on us? Could these devices be so advanced they would still work from anywhere in the galaxy? If a race is thousands of years ahead of us in technology, why not? We may be under constant observation. There has been talk about a satellite named the Dark Knight. Photos have appeared of a strange object circling the Earth which people claim is the Dark Knight, and I don't know where this idea comes from, but it is said it has been in orbit for over 10,000 years. It is claimed it is not always visible and can't be detected except when it appears. If this is so, it makes me wonder if we have a situation similar to what happened in Mexico years ago, where there was an eclipse and suddenly hundreds of UFOs became visible. Could there be hundreds of alien satellites watching us and we don't know it? Some might say that this is impossible because warnings would be set off if we got too close to one with one of our rockets or satellites. The problem with this, as I see it, is there could be a technology employed which could allow us to pass through them and not know it. I mean, how could we ever know the technology of a race which can fly here from maybe thousands or even millions of light years away? It does seem aliens are very interested in our planet, and many of us wonder why. Could it be life is very rare in the universe? I am talking about intelligent life, or is there something else about us that fascinates extraterrestrials? One thing which I hope isn't true is they are waiting to see how long it will be before we destroy ourselves. I heard a theory which doesn't sound correct to me, but it is a theory nevertheless. It was said maybe Earth is the home planet where some of the races coming here started from. It goes on to say the Earth is 4.5 billion years old and could have had other races develop here and maybe leave. There is also a group of people who think the Earth is far older than the date it has been given. If this is true, who knows what could have developed here? Archaeology only brings us back so far. So far. I have talked about devices which might be employed to spy on us. By us, I am talking about the entire human race. There could also be more personal spying going on. There have been indications by some people who claim to be witnesses to the fact some aliens are using a form of mind block to make us think they are human, and it doesn't work on a tiny fraction of the people. One woman who was on the subway said she was shocked and disturbed by the fact she saw a small green alien sitting on a seat reading a newspaper, and no one else noticed. She couldn't get off the train fast enough. Besides aliens which might be able to block on minds hiding what they really look like, there are said to be those who happen to look human and can easily blend in. I have talked about them many times before. One race we know about are the Nordics, who are tall and blonde. Just because we know about one race doesn't mean there are not others who can also blend in. While there have been some who say they are aliens, but are usually joking, how can we be sure they aren't? If we were able to perform an examination on a Nordic, would they have the same internals we have? If they did, could that mean they came from the Earth or we came from them? This is a fascinating question. There are those who believe we were brought to this planet. Many native tribes suggest they know where they came from and even point to star systems which were unknown when they first said they came from there. It certainly raises the question, why would they say this and how did they know the star when it was not discovered yet? Could aliens have a method for using the natural things around us for spying on us? We have been learning that plants are capable of doing things we never suspected, even though they do not have a brain. Could they be turned into some sort of natural sensor the aliens could read? As we learn more about these plants, we will probably be able to use them in a similar way. Why we seem to be so interesting to the UFO crowd is an interesting question. We might be a window into how some alien races developed. Aliens seem to be resolute on preventing us from destroying ourselves. Maybe not all, but at least some of them. They demonstrated this power several times by diverting and shutting down missile bases and altering and destroying launched missiles. Maybe someday we will have them to thank for saving the Earth.